Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
If you're still chasing clients in 2026, you're playing the game wrong. I'm excited to introduce you to our next guest. His name is Mike Ashenbrenner. He is the founder of Hounds of Business Community and the Hounds Media Network. We're going to learn all about what the Hounds are. So welcome to the show, Mike. It's lovely to have you.
Today's episode is sponsored by our Profit Clarity Masterclass, and we'll just keep this real. If tax season brings you anxiety, last-minute scrambling, or that pit in your stomach feeling, it's usually not because you're doing something wrong. It's because you don't have the right system or support. We have a free live masterclass coming up where we're going to talk about how to get organized, reduce stress, and feel more confident about your finances without doing most of the work yourself. So come join us. You can sign up free at lessmathmoremoney.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Pleasure to be here, ladies. How are you?
We're fantastic. I'm excited because we kind of went on a journey together. We met you back at PodFest.
In person. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. We started off online kind of thing, and then we got to meet in person. And your values and your beliefs are all about real connection, human connection, real relationships, and trust. That's how you help people make money, correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's it. And not because I'm some brilliant guru, because everything else never worked for me. And I couldn't give up after 40 years of not getting it to work. So I am blessed and happy to share this with folks who may feel like we do, or we did, or I did, right? They have all the ambition, passion to do something special in this world, but they can't realize it. Maybe this one's for them. I appreciate you, ladies.
We're excited to have you here. Like we said, we met at PodFest. You and I and Dr. Rowe, as you call her, we just had a great conversation out by the pool. And you started the community Hounds of Business so that people could really build a network of valued resources. So if I have a client that needs something, I could refer them to someone in that network and vice versa. People would know what we do. And if they had someone, they could refer to us. So it's all about building that trust. So not only do we trust each other, but we trust that if you ask me for something, or I ask you for something, or I refer you someone, or you refer us someone, that they're going to be taken care of. And I think that's so powerful.
Yes, ma'am. I had a mentor a long time ago, and it just stuck 15 years after he said it here recently. He says, I asked him about that. He says, look, I only have about 5 trusted people, right? As many as I can count on one hand. And the way he defined trust and closeness at that level, his inner circle, he said, if I can leave you $1 million and my family and everything I have, and that stuff is either the same or better when I come back, there you go. You're part of my circle. That's the ultimate level of trust to him. And the older I get and the more we grow, the more I agree with that. And you hear me say this all the time, right? I say, this person, I don't care if they sell jelly beans, for Pete's sake. I know who they are, what their story is, what their passion is, their heart. They're not perfect, right? But they operate in our best interest. Therefore, we find a place, right? And when you're connected with 8 billion people, 6 billion people online connected, this little town of mine just exploded worldwide, literally. And that's the calling card, right? Who are we? Before we're business people, we're just people. We're people first. And when you connect on that level and you have folks who do business and they have value, the horse before the cart, not saying you shouldn't have automation, not saying you shouldn't have these things, but we're people. And so real quick disclaimer, if you sell trinkets on Amazon, you don't need this. You probably don't need the relationships. You probably don't need all of what we're about to talk about. But if you're a service-based professional, entrepreneur, guide, coach, expert, advisor, wow, this one's for you, right? And because you can do it and you should do it, but do it the smarter way. Learn from my mistakes, right? I drove off the cliff 15,000 times trying to build a business. Hey, create new problems. Learn from this one. So I am super excited. By the way, I thought you were spam, Kirsten. Hey, you want to tell them that one or no? You want to wait?
Sure. Yeah. When you go to PodFest, they set you up on this app. Is it called Wovia?
Hoova.
Hoova.
Hoova app. Yeah. Hoova.
And so I was going through the list. And just for those of you who are listening and not watching this on YouTube, Mike is wearing like a fishing hat kind of thing. He's got a plaid vest. He stands out when you see his picture. So of course, I'm like, oh, who is this guy? So I started reading about him and I sent him a message, and then I checked out his podcast. And so I reached out to my virtual assistant who books me on podcasts. I was like, his show looks great. I'd love to go on it. And so I had messaged you and she sent you an email. And of course you thought I was spam until you realized I followed up in that app and had asked to try to connect with you at PodFest. But before we go any further with this, I want to circle back because you talk about driving off the cliff 15,000 times. You're a financial planner. So long before you created Hounds of Business, you've been in the space of being a financial planner, which I know you said one time people tried to put you in a box and made you behave the way everybody else does. And that's why one of those of you, I was telling you kind of what he's wearing today, because you have chose to 100% be yourself, whether that's in your financial planning business, building your community. And I think that's with intention, because if you're posing as someone else, how can people build trust with you? And that was something you really leaned into a while back, right?
Yeah, it wasn't easy. And I struggled with that for a long time. And so a lot of folks, first of all, didn't know that I could define who I want to be, who I choose to be. And I didn't know I could define success for myself. I had no idea. And a lot of folks feel this way and yes. They think they're the only ones. Spoiler alert, you're just better at hiding it than other folks. And that's what we pretty much broke down in the Hounds on accident. And that's how it got started. Long story short, he was a crazy cage fighter from Chicago. And I knew how to build know and trust in person. COVID hit. Right. We all remember COVID. And I didn't know how to do that online. It was like Michael Jordan going from basketball to baseball. Right. He's still a super athlete, but it's a different game, folks. And so going from in person, building know and trust, focusing on building those business marriages. I didn't like the business one night stands, that transaction stuff, that performative stuff. But folks, I had no idea how to do that online. Zero. And a lot of folks still don't, or they struggle with that. And so this guy came out of nowhere. Seriously, like Wizard of Oz. One day I'm sitting outside, freezing my tailpipes off in winter and really trying to struggle. I made a lot of life changes. I had a family. I almost spent my last $4,000 on one of them LinkedIn courses. And thank God I didn't do it. I'm not saying they're all bad. It just wasn't for me. I'm a businessman. I need business stuff, not influencer, of course. So this guy just pulled the curtain back one day at 3 hours. He was just dropping all this knowledge that I wouldn't even have paid for. And my gosh. And so he told me one day, he put me in his little group, and here's what happened, folks. And I'll get to the moral of the story, but he put me in this little group. And one day he calls me up and he says, "Hey man, your profile picture on LinkedIn sucks and you're wearing a suit." Why? It was the first time somebody challenged my fake identity, right? The guy in the suit, the fiduciary, right? And he saw through that, like X-ray vision. And I said, "Man, I'm a fiduciary. I'm supposed to brush my teeth, comb my hair, take a bath, wear a suit, things like this." And he looked at me dead in the eye. He says, "Is it working for you?" I said, "Oh, heck no, man. I make more money crushing tin cans. I hate it. I hated every moment of this. See, I had to be somebody different. 12 hours out of the day plus to build a business, and I had to be somebody I wasn't." And that's what I thought for 40 years. And so this man said, "Listen, you're a redneck. You're a country dude." He said, "You explain investments by talking about chickens, for Pete's sake." He says, "Why don't you let yourself out, put your hat on, and be you?" I thought, what the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I said, "Be me." I said, "Be me." I said, "Dude, I'll be the laughing stock. It'll never work." And then he said the magic words. And this is what I hope your audience hears and takes to heart. He says, "Mike, is it working now? What do you got to lose?" See, I hit 40 years old, folks. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know what? I said, if I can't build a business as me, whoever that is, whoever I choose to define that is, then I'll go be a rodeo clown, Kirsten, or something I could be naturally good at. Juggle on a unicycle, whatever. And folks, when you get to that point where you're just done, you're done. You're nothing to lose. Rock bottom. You can be dangerous in the most positive way. And that is how it starts. That's where it starts. Inner clarity. Don't skip ahead. Don't play with your business funnels. Don't play with graphics. You get clear on who you are, who you want to be, and the value you want to produce from that. That's not, hey, I got a framework for that. But a lot of folks out there feeling like, I can't do that. That's exactly probably what you need to be entertaining on doing.
Yeah, yeah, again, you've got to think, stop worrying about what other people think. What kind of impression am I giving them? You are who you are. And, you know, the people who want to work with you or want to be in your circle will be drawn to you. That's the magnetic part. Don't you agree?
Oh, yes. The right folks. See, that's the deal. The right. Folks, listen, if you have a wonderful prime rib, you made this amazing seasoning prime rib, and then you spend the rest of your days, right, trying to sell that to a vegan. That's what I did for decades, folks. And then I said, "Oh my goodness, they don't like it. It's not good. I'm not good. Blah, blah, blah." Listen, it doesn't matter how good the steak dinner is. Vegans aren't interested. And when I realized, and that's how we built the media network and the Hounds, essentially, hey, what if we had a steakhouse on a podcast and a bunch of hungry steak eaters showed up? That's good for them and good for us. And then it evolved. Then we said, there's a lot of vegans over here. So maybe they'll bring their steak eater husbands, partners. And then we said, man, there's so many vegans over here. We create a big vegan bar. So my point is, don't try to be all things to all people. You're going to be polarizing. And that's a benchmark. That's in the beginning, it's muddy and you got to go out there and have courage before confidence. People always ask me, they're like, how did you have the courage to do this? I didn't, folks. I didn't have confidence. I had courage to look like a donkey. All right. And go through the mud. In fact, when I put this hat on at the advice of my mentor, I went on my very first live stream and got tore up. I got tore up. It was the most brutal, awful experience. I don't talk about it because I'm a positive man. But I want y'all to know I was going to quit. That was brutal. I said, oh my gosh, I might as well got mugged on the street. That's how I felt. And then I didn't give up. And the very next experience I had was with Lachelle Atkins, America's Supermom. And she gave me the totally opposite best experience. So my point is, yeah, you're going to get beat up, scathed. You're going to have to go through internal, external, sometimes hell and up and down. But don't, like Jim Rome said, don't wish it to be easy. Wish it to be worth it. Ask for it to be worth it. Because now I wouldn't get these texts from people that say, oh, that changed my life. Thank you for all you've done. And that compound effect that not only produces just profit, but real impact. We're building legacies. The things we do can carry on for 100, 200 years. But my God, I didn't think that at the time. I said, oh, this is just awful. So you all hear me talk about turning dog doo-doo, right, into fertilizer. That's what I mean. Because life threw bags of dog doo at my head for 4 decades until one day I realized, oh my gosh, fertilizer is a multi-billion dollar a year industry. So yes, that's the mentality. You know, that's what we're talking about. Find some opportunity. Find some way to innovate, disrupt. Everybody's going, oh, AI this, AI that. I'm not competing with AI. The more AI expands, the more people crave belonging and trust more than ever. Yes. So find that opportunity. It starts inside. That's what I want to get across.
Yeah. And again, I'm going to circle back to this because Jeannie and I have always had this conversation that we love teaching. We love educating. We love having conversations like this. We love creating YouTube videos that show people how to do things or learn something, but we're not live out loud kind of people. I'm not making fish faces in front of the camera. I'm not shooting pictures of my food. Just not happening. And in some cases, you can feel like, oh, maybe I'm missing out. Maybe I need to do that. We've had those conversations. But at the end of the day, if you want to work with us, whether you find us in a podcast interview like this with you, or whether they find a YouTube video or they see an article on LinkedIn, whatever it is, we are who we are. So when you meet us, you get what you get. There's no surprises. I think that's the biggest thing is for people to realize you need to be authentic to who you are and how you live your life and show up 110% rather than trying to be someone else or jumping on whatever the latest trend is that everyone says you need to jump on and just stay committed to, like you said, we're people first, building solid relationships and caring about other people. We've always had this core value that if someone comes to us and we can't help them, if it's not the right fit, we're going to tell them. We're going to be honest and have integrity. But more importantly, we keep a list of resources and it might be, hey, you know, what you're asking for, this guy Joe might be ideal for you. I can't promise that, but I want to connect the two of you because I want to try to find someone to help you. We can't help you, but I want to find someone who can. And that is the simple backbone to relationships and referral partnerships and caring about your client. And that's so much of what you do and what you bring to the hounds.
Again, I'm not some brilliant guru who came up with that and you came up with it. And that's how we connect. We share that value and we desire to build a business through relationships. And just to put that eloquence into redneck speak here, medical doctor versus a pharmaceutical mindset. Not knocking it. I'm just saying they're different. So when folks come to me, we're not interested in trying to sell a bald person a haircut, right? We're not trying to sell vegan steak dinners. We look at them and diagnose them, right? So if your doctor, if you walk into your doctor's office and you have chest cold symptoms, he doesn't take your blood pressure, ask questions. All he does is write a prescription for fungal medicine. Why? I work for this company and that's what we sell this week. You're not going back to that doctor. He probably shouldn't have a license. What should happen is you go in and he does the diagnosis, checkup, runs tests, and then finds what you need. Maybe it's nutrition. Maybe it's a prescription. That's how we do it. And when I met you, all right, before I met Jeannie, when I met you in person, and folks, take this. You don't have to perform. You don't have to persuade. Think of it as a game of ping pong. Whether you're online making comments, whether you're in a networking, virtual, or in person, same concept. What happened was I hit the ball to a lot of people, right? So I said, hello. I made a comment. Sometimes nobody hits the ball back. Sometimes it's sloppy. But let me tell you, when you keep doing that, when I hit the ball back to Kirsten, boy, it was like an Olympic champion. You're going to know it when they serve it back. You're like, holy cow. And that's what you want. You don't get mad at folks for being folks. You don't get mad at people. What you do is you keep hitting that ball, right? Clarifying your message, getting more honed in. When Kirsten hits the ball and I hit it back, oh, wow, you stand out. So that's it. Don't focus on the whole bandwagon because right now we're living in a competitive market, marketing fatigue, trust deficit, the size of the planet. That's how you overcome by clarifying your message, innovating for real solutions people are thirsty for. And then the accelerant, which Kirsten and I and Jeannie are all proof of, is amplifying and accelerating that through trusted relationships. There's folks that I couldn't get in front of, nor you, or it would take too long. And we're like speed dating. Right? We're like, hey, you need to meet this person. Woohoo! Redneck business cupid. And that's fun. Not only is it fun, but man, we get so much done quicker. So internal clarity, then partnerships, and then just have a good old time. Yeah, there's a lot of work involved. But I feel like I've been deceived a little bit back in the day now that I think about it. You have to grind. You have to suffer. You have to work hard. But let's be smart about it, right? Kirsten opens up doors that, not because of me, but because of the climate, because of the 50 stupid DMs we see daily that have no value, nothing to do about us. When Kirsten says this guy, right, people notice that because she's not going to do something that's silly. She's going to do things that are beneficial. And that's it. It starts with clarity. Then you form partnerships based on that camaraderie, that know and trust. That's not preaching. I just know there's a lot of folks going, have to do it this way, right? Yeah, people told this dog that in order to be successful, he had to learn how to meow. That's hogwash. You don't have to do that. You need to go out there and make some friends. Be courageous, because you might get beat up 7 times before you find that Kirsten. Remember, don't wish it was easy. Just make sure it's worth it.
I love that saying. That's amazing. Jeannie, did you want to jump in there? I think you look like you had a question.
I do. So tactically, you've talked a little bit about commenting on people on LinkedIn and being yourself. What would you recommend to people who are thinking, I love what you're saying and I love how you're saying it. How do I get started? If I know the clarity is the first part. And then the second part is the community. How do I make that happen?
It is. And so in simple terms, all right, shameless plug here, folks. You can go to my LinkedIn, Redneck One, Mike Asherbrenner. There's a trust first engagement guide is what it is. And it just lays it out there as simple as possible. And I want you all to test that, because if you see value in that, let me know. Maybe you'll have value in other things we do. And if not, then go find something else. But the short answer is this. Think about this, folks. When you're on LinkedIn, Facebook, whatever, it doesn't matter the medium. Think about this practically. Today is Tuesday, all right? How many goofy, just meaningless, just nonsense emails and cold DMs have you received just today? Probably a ton. Kirsten's like, too many to count. Sand in the hourglass.
Yeah. And you get tired of it, right? It's just stuff you have to clear out of your email and hey, and there's no name, or hey, and they misspell your name, or all of them sound the same. I watched your YouTube video and it gets old. And some of them say, well, just say no, thank you, and I'll stop emailing you. I'm kind of like, no, just keep wasting your time emailing me. So you're saving somebody else. I'll just keep deleting you. I'll set up a tool to delete you automatically. I guess let's talk about this first. There's this disclaimer, right? Like people, they all want to build quote unquote an online business. But what does that really mean? You think about it, Walmart used to just have stores and now they have stores and they have online, right? So I think in most cases, unless you're truly at Amazon and it's all online, most of us can have relationships like online networking like we have with you and the Hound. But then you can also get out in your own local neighborhood. I always like to tell my clients, you know, if you live in a halfway decent sized area, there's $1 million of revenue in your own backyard. That's where you can come in contact with people and build real relationships face to face. And for a lot of people, that is easier. But if you would rather stay home and do things online, then get involved in really powerful online networking communities of other people who really want to connect and are not there just to grab and sell.
And to Jeannie's point, there's two things. First of all, do it yourself. So here's the game plan. In person, my point is this. If you don't take the time, if you're so fatigued out and just assume, we assume that these DMs, and rightfully so most of the time, and emails are nonsense. My favorite is, hey, thanks for liking my post. What do you like most about my post? It reminds me of The Rock, right? What's your name? Nobody cares what your name is. What are you talking about, your post, dude? I want to talk about me. And that's human nature. So here's my game plan, folks. Here's what I challenge you to do. Experiment like a scientist, right? If it works, great. If not, you've done goofier things, right? So here's the deal. I look at dating and marketing the same way. If you don't do it in dating, you shouldn't do it in marketing. So here's my pickup line. We did a show, and this lady that I was introduced to, really big in films, done stuff with HBO. And 13 months ago, we introduced, nothing happened. Because of their relationship with the lady who was on my show, they reached back out. And here's my pickup line, folks. Here's my marketing pickup line. She said something and complimented me, made a comment. I come back. Remember, ping pong, hit the ball back. But here's how I hit the ball back. I appreciate you. But what else? There is nothing else. You know why? Because that's what we expect. That's the gotcha, the hidden agenda. The, oh, let me say hello. No, listen to me. Go say thank you. Leave them alone. And if you follow the guide, there's a couple plays that you can do to bring value and leave them alone. And here's my point. How does that work, Mike? Think about it. Does the most attractive, and I'm talking about internal as well as external, the most attractive man and woman at the singles club, do they need a sales pitch when they first get there? What do they need to do? They just need to show up. The less is more, especially with Mr. Talkie over here in a camo hat. But I know All right. When to be quiet, when to just presence and listen to people. And that was the most fun. If you want proof, what did we do at the poolside with Dr. Rowe and you and I, Kirsten?
We just chatted about a million different topics. Yeah, we had all kinds of conversations, family, businesses, kids, just all kinds of things. But we really got to know each other.
And what's that called in dating? The first date.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. The first date. And then after that, we might want to go on a second one, or we don't. Mm-hmm. See, that frees up so much without getting into a 5-hour dissertation. Just take this away. We are sorting, we're attracting, and we're repelling by our being, our energy, and our message, whether that's online, whether that's in person. I was shocked to know that the Hound's principles work so well in person. It worked more in person. We had Kevin Smith running around spreading kindness, and he was connecting me with people I probably would have scared if I said hello on my own. All these organic relationships popping up at PodFest. And then here's to my point. Once you guys do this on your own, on LinkedIn, Facebook, in person, here's where the community comes in. The ecosystem comes in because you can only do so much for yourself. You ever seen a big farm operate with one person? Woo-wee, that's a long 16-hour day and you're still not. So what our community does is throws gas on it. Instead of me advertising me all day, nothing wrong with it. People expect it. We pay for advertising. But folks, here's the power of the right room. Here's the power of doing things together with the right people who align. Here's what they don't expect. They don't expect hundreds and thousands of super pros like Kirsten, right, and Jeannie, of all walks of life, of all high reputation, to run around and say you're great on and offline. You can't manufacture that. You can't buy that at the corner store, right? Because we know instinctively, subconsciously, there's no way this lady who fought so hard to build a reputable business is going to ruin that by saying if I'm good, if I ain't, or I'm honest, if I'm not. And that's the power, right? Birds of a feather flock together. So just to recap it, go out there, listen to people, try to drum up two things. Two things is your mindset. Don't worry about the how-to, they'll come. But if you focus, how can I bring some value and generate some curiosity? We did that to each other. That was the ping pong game that got me excited. I said, wow, this lady, she may not even have words for it. She may not even know she's doing it. But boy, she just did it. She piqued my curiosity and she brought me some value. Oh, hallelujah. And that's how it got going. So the first marketing date, second one, third one, right? Listen, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I know I have an inkling that you sat back and watched me for consistency. Hey, this guy talks a good game. Maybe a lot of people do that. Maybe you didn't, but a lot of, and they should. So once you make a connection, once you bring some value and curiosity, I know what the gurus tell you, and I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm saying if this makes sense and resonates, your game plan is to leave them alone. Leave them alone, because now what most people like us do is they want to watch. They heard you. They saw you. Now they're going to go watch. What's that mean? Listen, if I want to know somebody how they really show up, because let's get real, trust and all that, that's a good marketing, right? It's people, it's attractive to say. But if I pull up your comments and go through that for 30 seconds on LinkedIn, I'm going to observe. I'm going to see that, right? That's what was so good about you ladies. I'm like, wow, they say the right things. They do the right things. Oh, they live that. Right? Their podcast, the email I got, hey, meet this guy. I'm like, wow, I didn't ask you for that. I was blown away. I said, this lady knows my playbook, because it's not just my playbook. It's the heart-centered relationship building playbook. And so don't worry about the folks who naysay. Don't worry about all that. Keep hitting the ball until you find it, Kirsten.
But Mike, you really created, and I love the atmosphere, the whole comment of giver's gain. I think if you go into a networking group, and this is whether it's local or whether it's online, if you go into it with the intention of let me give, let me serve, let me help other people, that's how people will remember you. Mm-hmm. And that builds the trust really quickly, because they're like, you don't know me that well, but yet you're helping me. And then from there, they want to help you back. They want to get to know more about you and what you do. And so you've really been able to create that community, and Jeannie and I are really excited to be a part of it. And so we're going to tell all of you, if you get a chance, check out Mike's free gift, but then you also invite people to come to Hounds of Business and check that out. If they want to come, just check that out. We'll put all those links in the show notes below. And if you get a chance, Mike is always about booking calls with people and just having real conversations, which is hard these days. People don't always want to just sit down and have a real conversation, but we can promise you, Mike will want to do that with you. And he is a world of help and great information. So Mike, we are so grateful we got to have this conversation with you today.
Oh, thank you, ladies. Again, just to take away, be you. And if you're not clear who that is, that's where you start, right? Start with that. Who am I? Who do I want to be? My best self. And then build your business from that foundation. Build the first, second floor from a solid foundation. And that's what that is. And then you get real clear. Hey, that person's not rejecting me. That vegan doesn't like steak. So the Hounds of Business, DM me. If we have a good fit, if it looks like a mutual fit, people fill our room before they understand it, right? They think it's a school community or a chat room or this or that. It's a living ecosystem that's hard to describe in 5 seconds. So what we do, if it looks like a mutual invitation, come join us. If you feel it, something smells like value, you like what you experienced, we'll take it to the next level. If not, maybe later. And if not later, tell Sally. She'll love us. That's our thing. So appreciate this opportunity. Hopefully folks were blessed by this. And the world needs you to be you. Because we sit back and we say, what heart-centered people? We sit back and say, why isn't things that are important to us, dear to us, right? Food insecurity, homelessness, equality. And folks, the God's honest truth is the folks, the men and women like you and I, we just don't have the resources, people, and support to get it done. That's what the ecosystem is. That's why I'm honored to be here. Love you, ladies. Love what you do, who you are. And that's our calling card. If this resonated, you reach out. We'll have an organic combo. Go on the first date. Go from there. Hey, no obligation. You're not going to be on no goofy list either. I don't do that. All right, you sign up for something, great. If not, man, we will be here when you are ready to lean in. Love you, ladies. Appreciate it. Love having you in the house.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, Mike. And for those listening, one of the things after you get your clarity and you, when you're starting your business, is to think about setting that financial foundation so that you know exactly what's coming in and going out of your business. And if you need a little bit of help with that, please come and see us. We have a free live masterclass called lessmathmoremoney.com. So we'd love to see you there. But again, Mike, always appreciate seeing you, always inspired by your authenticity and your positivity. So thank you for being here today.
My pleasure. And if it wasn't for you guys saying, yes, this is with us, then I'd just be some crazy man taking a walk by his dadgum self. So it's mutual. Thank you so much, ladies. I can't wait for more to join us. Be good.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.